Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with actor Paul Dano from the new movie Love and Mercy about the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson. Paul, thanks so much for joining us on WTOP.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I think you were born in 84, right? Mm-hmm. Same as me. Okay, so how was our, you know, when did you fall in love with this music? For me, it was through my parents, but how has this music kind of just come down to our generation? How is it so timeless?
Yeah, for me, there's been a few phases of the Beach Boys in my life. One is, you know, as a kid, probably just after Disney songs comes the Beatles and the Beach Boys, I think. I mean, I feel like that's something
that
parents might play, you know, in the car ride somewhere, right. Disney songs, and then eventually you get to the Beatles. And then I think in high school, I remember starting to play music, and I remember, you know, a few people who really, you know, seemed to know about music. Pet Sounds started to have sort of a mythology around it. And I remember getting into Pet Sounds probably like late high school, early college, and being surprised that was not my memory of, you know, my kids' Beach Boys that I knew. And then there's, a third tier for me, which is like obsessive fandom now, which is from spending months and months and months listening and learning to play the piano and learning to sing these songs. And
it's a healthy obsession.
Really dissecting them, and oh man, I love, 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 love it. I mean, I really do think Pet Sounds and Smile are two of the greatest albums ever made. And, you know, there's been nothing like it before or since. I'm so happy I got to spend a good chunk of my life listening to that music.
It's so great. When you're obviously, we know, you know, that in movies a lot of sound design is done after the fact, obviously, but when you're on set and you're asked to do those scenes where, let's say, it's the clanking of dishes and silverware and you're hearing it in your head, or just the picking up good vibrations of the song ideas that are permeating, how was it handled on set? Is the director playing some music for you, some sounds to get those facial expressions? You know, sort of like Janet Leigh in the car with the smile creeping,
Yeah.
How do they do that on set?
Boy, you know, all kinds of ways. I mean, this was a really spirited set because everybody loved and cared about Brian. The studio stuff, we filmed in the studio Brian actually recorded Pet Sounds in back in 1965.
Oh, wow.
So, and we had real musicians play the Wrecking Crew, the studio musicians, and some of them were his current touring band. So we were actually doing everything live. I mean, it was so spirited and so fun and delicious and creative. So the music stuff really took care of itself, you know, in some way. Some of the other sides of his life, the real struggle, you know, that was challenging. And it was wild to be on this seesaw of creativity and joy in the music, and then real struggle and pain in inside or in one's personal life. I certainly use music to help me as an actor, it's a collaborative thing, and frankly, I'm not always sure how one does it. You sort of, hope and throw yourself in.
Now, when in the process did you meet Brian? Did you meet him in preparing for the role, or after the movie, or how did that work?
I did, but I waited quite a while to meet him in preparation. He was, I think, different in the 60s than he is now. And I also immediately felt with Brian that capturing his spirit or trying to get a bit of soul was what was most important, not, you know, the external, the sort of any kind of mimicry or, you know, it was really, he really felt like a special human being to me. And so I wanted a lot of time where I just took in the music and did any of the other research I had to do. And he's also a sensitive guy, so I only wanted to ask him stuff that I felt I needed to. Otherwise, I just wanted to really get to know him. You know, he's trusting me to play him, so I also wanted him to know me. And I loved meeting him. The most fun thing to talk about, surely, was the music. He really can, you know, light up and relax. And then, luckily, you know, they were in their 20s when they were doing this. So there was a lot of people I met and talked to who worked with him back then who are still alive because they were so young. They were so young.
That's the crazy thing about it. What about you? And did you have any contact with John Cusack in sculpting how you were both going to play the part? Or were they done separately and then?
We did it separately and sort of by design. I think Bill, our director didn't think that we needed to meet and sort of consult about the character. And I think that's part of the structure of the film. You know, Brian did go into a black hole of sorts in the late 60s, early 70s, and I play him sort of at the peak of his creativity and then sort of going towards that hole, and John plays him sort of coming out of that hole, and he is slightly different. So I think it worked. You know, it was a leap of faith in everybody to trust that, hey, you know, as long as we go after our respective Bryans, it'll work out. So it was a leap, but I do think it worked.
It's not many stories can cut together the. I mean, you're wading into the Godfather Two waters with that stuff. You know, it's hard to do the parallel thing. But I just rewatched it again this morning, and it's a beautiful movie.
Oh, cool.
Absolutely. Nice. And I mean, I really do. I mean, you mentioned how Beach Boys songs, it's like different iterations. There's like the poppy, fun, mainstream stuff that catch on as a kid, and then you really grow to respect that, you know, the art of it as you get older and you study it more. I've noticed the same thing sort of with the movies you pick, too. I mean, Scorsese said it was the eternal battle between artistic expression and commercial imperative, but how do you keep finding those interesting roles? Between A Little Miss Sunshine that'll make someone laugh, and then you're with off with P.T. Anderson doing some crazy stuff for that. So, you know, how do you keep selecting those roles?
you know, just trying to be myself as best as I can, and knowing, you know, a character when I read it that I have something to offer it, or it has something to offer me, because not every job does, frankly. So I think just trying to be me, and then some of it is it choosing me. You know, if I had complete control over everything, you know, it's that there's so many factors that go into it. But I feel very, very lucky. You know, I've really gotten to work with some beautiful people, and you know, getting to play Brian Wilson, man. You know, I feel lucky. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure we got to wrap it up. Do you mind if we end with a little rapid fire? I'll throw out a role, and you tell me one word of what it reminds you of, just the process of acting or working with that director.
Oh, boy. Yeah? Okay.
So, Little Miss Sunshine. It can be a phrase if that could be one word.
I think learning, you know, being the young man in a van full of some beautiful actors. You know, I just was thinking about, boy, how am I going to pull this off, and just trying to learn.
Yeah, there will be blood,
fire, the fever dream making that movie. Yeah. Desert sweat. Daniel, Paul, just two of the best, ballsiest, you know, people you could work with, and just you gotta throw yourself in and go for it.
Yeah, Prisoners.
Oh, fear. That was scary. No, honestly, yeah, that was to be reading, to be in bed and reading about trauma, or riding the subway and thinking about, you know, it's just not what you want to daydream about. So that one was particularly scary.
12 Years a Slave.
It's tough. That's one of those funny things as a person where you go, well, you know, I'm certainly not this character in the world, but I'm contributing to a story that is hopefully, you know, has a place in the world. So you sort of do your part to be a part of something, which is a funny compromise, you know, almost.
Yeah. And lastly, Love and Mercy.
Joy. Yeah. Yeah. The music, you know, I couldn't love it or Brian more. So joy and compassion. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, all of those we just named, I mean, somehow you have a knack for picking some of the best movies of this generation, so keep it up, sir.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, you too.